And now we can actually do the meditation, which is one of the reasons which keeps me sane. Honestly, you do a lot of work. And sometimes when you can sit here and get really peaceful, really quiet, and that gives you the energy and the stillness. So please close your eyes. And bring the attention to your body, first of all. By putting attention to the body, how I do that is I just ask. Like I talk to myself, talk to my body. I say, legs, how are you? It's like I'm talking to a really good friend. You know, like many of you saw me and said, Ajahn Brahm, how are you? Seeing Bill, how are you? Now I say to my legs, how are you? And I pay attention to the answer. I can actually feel my legs. Sometimes I get more focused and just ask my feet first of all, even my toes. When you have awareness, you can feel how they are. And the next thing you do is add the kindness, this basic Buddhist compassion. No toe, how are you? And it's amazing just how you can be so aware of these small parts of your body, so aware, you know you can heal them, you can relax them, send them all this incredible energy. So your toes, your heels, bottom of your feet, ankles. I like going through them really slowly so I can fully experience them. If anywhere is painful, I adjust my posture, move the ankles, move the feet, adjust the butt on top of the cushion until I can get the optimum, the best possible position for my own body. And then make sure my legs are comfortable. And then my bottom, my butt. Because I've too many times been sitting down meditating because I wasn't careful enough. You get an ache in your butt. So I know my butt so well now. We are really good friends. I care for my butt. So I make sure that I'm sitting comfortably. Usually making sure my butt is evenly positioned on the cushion. And then I go to my waist. Again, I've said this many times, I like stretching my back. To begin with, once I've stretched it, then I let it go. It makes it feel good. Then I can find the optimum position for my own back. And I go to the bottom of my torso and I scan up my torso inch by inch. I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at, whether it's part of my bowels or intestines or some organ or anything there. But I make sure that everything feels okay. It's like, you know, when a pilot is in a plane, an aircraft, they have to check everything first of all to make sure that all of the instruments are working well. There's no blockage, there's no pain, there's no ache. And I just scan my attention upwards. And if there are any sicknesses or injuries or tumours, if you suffer from cancer, of course you can feel them. A lot of the time you can feel them before these machines can feel them. That's the mindfulness. And the kindness is what you add to this mindfulness. This beautiful sense of relaxing, caring, giving this beautiful energy towards these parts of your body which may be sick or injured. And I found so many times it actually works. It certainly can't do any harm. You get to know your body, your torso. It's not just getting to know it. It's getting to care for it with your own mental energy. Wishing all parts of my body my stomach, my lungs, my heart, well-being. You can imagine that they're resting, relaxing, healing, energizing. You have confidence in that. It works so well. And I get up to my shoulders eventually. And I relax them. Just one useful way of relaxing your own shoulders is to scrunch them up first of all. Make them as tight as possible, only for about 10 seconds. And then relax. Let go. And that letting go, you can feel those muscles get more at ease than when you started. But more than that, it's taught you what letting go is. Keeping everything so natural, not forced, not contrived. So everything feels free and easy, relaxed. Somehow my shoulders feel now. I go down my arms, past my elbows, down past my wrists, and to my hands. I'm adjusting my hands now because I kind of got used to putting my right hand in my left hand with the thumb slightly touching. That feels the most comfortable for me. And once I get my hands into a position like that, I can really feel them, be so mindful of them. And I kind of appreciate it. Just like when I'm kind to any one of you, and you feel like you're welcome, you're cared for. So my hands feel now, they're being cared for by my own mind. So they can relax and feel safe. I go up to my shoulders and my neck. People have sometimes neck pain. A lot of times it's because they put their head in a silly position. I move it back and forward until I can find the optimum position where my head feels the most comfortable. I do it out of kindness to my neck. And now I can feel it's in the best position. So now I move to my head. It's hard to be aware of everything in your head, so I usually just focus on the front of my face, the muscles around the eyes, the nose and the mouth. And I can actually feel the muscles around my eyes are quite tight. You can feel that, you know that, you're not imagining it. So now I'm kind to those muscles. And you can learn from trial and error how to relax them. Mindfulness allows you to have feedback. I can feel those muscles are already relaxed a lot. I relax them further. Relax them to the max. Feel my whole face is at ease. Nothing being pulled, nothing being squashed, nothing being stretched. All the muscles are just loose, relaxed. And lastly, I just can feel, experience my whole body, all these parts joined together, and some of them I missed out. Feel the whole body as a unit just sitting here, not trying to impress anybody, not trying to escape from anybody, just as ease, as most ease as I can possibly arrange it. And if you do have time and you can do this, it's a beautiful thing to do. As you're relaxing your body, just with awareness and kindness, what I call kindfulness, see if you can get to that point where your whole body is so relaxed, you feel the joy of relaxation. It's a kind of physical pleasure, which I've cultivated over those years. I can experience it now. Every time I do experience the delight of relaxation, the relaxation goes deeper. I use that delight, it's not excitement. Just enjoying what it feels like to have no stress, no tightness, no squashing. The body feels at ease. That's delightful. I'd usually enjoy that for a couple of minutes and relax even further. But it's good to go to the next part of the meditation, the mind. Do the same thing as I did on my body, now to my mind. What do I mean by mind? Take one of the parts of the mind, peace. How peaceful is your mind now? I know what peace feels like. My mind could be much more peaceful. It's too busy beforehand, probably. But now I see that peace becoming stronger and deeper. One thing I know disturbs that peace is all perceptions about the past and the future. I've got to give a talk in a few minutes, I don't know how long. I'm not concerned about that. That's not happening now. All the stuff which happened in the past, all those difficulties and letters and decisions I've been making, good ones, bad ones, I don't know. I try my best, that's all. I let the past disappear. It's not the time to be an abbot. It's the time just to disappear. like I don't own anything. Just have this moment of experiencing the mind's peace and seeing what it needs. So that peace gets deeper and stronger and more easy to know. Once you can experience peace, that is really delightful. Peace of mind, peace of body. Just being here. You're safe, you don't need to guard it, you don't need to tense up. No one is going to judge you, you're not going to be examined or anything. You feel totally free. No one will ask you to do anything. Sometimes I say a bird in the air, but I prefer this evening saying like a feather floating in the breeze, so light, no destination, that's your mind, no burdens, no schedule, be free of time, no destination. You're not going anywhere, you're just being here. And that peace turns to stillness. Nothing moves. It's also silence. It's really cool. I'm going to be quiet for a couple of minutes. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What is the experience like at the end of a meditation? Here we're getting our emotional intelligence. It's not philosophy, not concepts, but feelings. Peace, stillness. You might call it like the magic or the joy of stillness. These are pleasures, profound spiritual pleasures, which many people just don't even know exist. They're right there for you. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please try and savor the sound from the gong. See how much of it you can hear. Soak in. And after the 3rd sound from the gong, please open your eyes to come out of the meditation. Thank you.